Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, a complete recovery for Sharon Katz and for Shlomo Ben Avraham, and to elevating the souls of Betzalel Ben Mordechai, Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We want to discuss two decisions that were made by President Trump this week that will have a significant impact, or potentially could have a significant impact, upon the United States and Israel. First, the selection of John Bolton as his national security advisor. Now, you know that we consider almost all the people that Donald Trump has selected to be terrible people. He had a terrible cabinet. He's been firing them one after another. There's been constant turmoil, just chaos from an inexperienced, incompetent leader who doesn't know what he's doing. And we've been very critical of Donald Trump for the way he's run his administration, which has been disastrous. However, John Bolton is an exception to the rule. Finally, he got a really good one. John Bolton is an outstanding choice for National Security Advisor. It's a shame he's not Secretary of State. He should be really appointed a Secretary of State. John Bolton has been advocating militarily destroying Iran's nuclear bomb-making program for years. In other words, he takes the same position that JTF and that Senator Ted Cruz and that other responsible people have taken regarding this enormous threat of a nuclear holocaust that comes from Iran. Bolton has been right on that issue. He's been courageous on that issue. He has ignored the criticism of all the people who urge appeasement toward Iran and who are allowing Iran to build nuclear bombs. So Bolton has been excellent on the issue of Iran. The same is true for Bolton's position on North Korea. His position on North Korea has been a very good one. And his general foreign policy instincts are outstanding. He is the type of leader that we need. And so Donald Trump got this one right, and he deserves to be praised for picking John Bolton. That's the first time he's made a major selection in his administration that we actually like, that we actually agree with. We believe that almost all of his other selections have been terrible. And, you know, I believe that the selection, that this is just by chance. You know, he gets in a mood and decides to pick this one and that one. You remember when Donald Trump met with the anti-gun people, Dianne Feinstein and all these anti-gun people who want to destroy the Second Amendment? He had a meeting in the White House with them. And it was on camera and he in front of the whole country. And he's agreeing with them. And his vice president, Mike Pence, says, wait a minute, we have to, before you take people's guns away, at the very least, you got to go to court and you got to get a court order from a judge. You can't just barge into people's homes and take their weapons away and take their property away and take their rights away. He said, no. We can't wait for that. We have to take the guns away. We have to take their guns away now and then worry about all of that later. Worry about all the legalities later. And, you know, people couldn't believe it. Then he meets with the NRA the next day and says the opposite, says that he agrees with the NRA. It's whoever lit his cigarette the last time. This is a guy who takes positions on issues of critical importance to the country and the world based on who he has spoken to last. Many times in a meeting, he will change his position 3 or 4 times in the course of one meeting. This is who we have in the White House. This is the President of the United States. He did the same thing, by the way, on the question of immigration and illegal aliens. He starts agreeing with the people that are saying that we have to legalize all the illegal aliens. When he met with them on the issue of the Dreamers, remember, he met with all the left-wing Democrats and was agreeing with them. He says, now you have a president who's going to fight to pass comprehensive immigration reform. He's telling this to the left-wing Democrats. You know what that means? Legalizing all the illegals. Now, the Trumpsters don't want to face it and didn't want to face it. We tried to warn you before he was elected that Donald Trump, throughout his entire life, has always supported amnesty for illegal aliens. Only when he ran for president, he changed his position at the end. Right at the end, when he was ready to run for president, he suddenly changed his position because he recognized this was a hot button issue. But in 2013, he tweeted that he supports amnesty. And he gave money to all the Gang of Eight senators that were pushing for amnesty. He has always been an advocate of amnesty. He said, you can't just throw people out of the country who have been here for years. You can't just separate families. He said that on Fox and Friends, on Fox News. And he himself has always hired illegal aliens. But anyway, so he took this position completely supporting the illegal aliens. And then the next day he reverses course. And then he reverses course again the next day. So we're going back and forth and back and forth. So I think he finally got fed up with all of the, you know, H.R. McMaster that he picked as his national security advisor, who's a real Washington establishment globalist, internationalist insider. And Rex Tillerson, a Secretary of State. He got tired of them. He saw that doesn't work. So he's giving John Bolton the try. I think that's really what it is. I don't even think he realizes why John Bolton is an excellent choice. But if he listens to John Bolton's advice, and if he destroys Iran's nuclear reactor and nuclear program, if he really takes military action, destroys Iran's nuclear program, not just get out of the Iran nuclear agreement, that's not enough. The United States has the military capability to destroy, with conventional weapons, not with nuclear weapons, with conventional weapons, the United States has the capability to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. The United States can still do that. If he would listen to John Bolton and do that, he would then be a good president. That would really make up for all the bad things he's done as president. He's done a lot of bad things as president, but it would make up for a lot of it. But I don't believe he's going to do that. I don't believe he has the guts to do it. I think he's a bluff and just a big mouth and a bluff and a bully. Bullies are cowards. And so I don't think he's going to do it. But God willing, if he does do it, you're going to see JTF do a 180-degree turn on this, and we're going to be his biggest cheerleaders if he destroys Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, because that's what John Bolton has advocated doing. By the way, John Bolton has also said that it's a complete waste of time talking about Israel negotiations with the Arab terrorists and the Arabs that want to destroy Israel. He says it's a complete waste of time. He's against it. Okay, so he's good on Israel. He's good on Israel. He's good on Iran. He's good on the issues that are really important for what he would be dealing with as a foreign policy person. So this is a good choice that he's made. Donald Trump finally made a good choice. And if he listens to that good choice, he can still wind up being a president that does a lot of good in the world if he listens to that choice. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to listen to that choice, unfortunately. The other thing that happened this week was a disastrous thing that Donald Trump did, the $1.3 trillion budget that was passed, which might be the biggest single appropriations bill ever passed in American history by Congress. Some say it's the second biggest. It's at least the second biggest. Some say it's second biggest. Some say it's the biggest. What a disaster. Even Trump said it was a ridiculous bill and condemned most of the things in the bill, but he signed it. So what good is it? You know, he's adding to the deficit faster than Obama did when he was running and saying, $18 trillion in debt. We're going to go bankrupt. We're going to go like Greece. This is what he was saying in all of his speeches. It's going to be like Greece. Who's going to bail us out? This country's going to go bankrupt. $18 trillion in debt that Obama has given us. He was running around saying it wasn't just Obama. Obama added to it a lot. Obama was a terrible president and added to the debt. He's already made the $18 trillion 21. It's now $21 trillion. And he's increased the annual budget deficits. He's adding to the debt, to the national debt, much faster than Obama. So if we're headed off a cliff economically, Trump is pushing us there a lot faster. He signs a bill with funding for Planned Parenthood and funding for all these wasteful, terrible programs, and not one penny for the border wall. His number one issue when he was running for president was to build a wall. He said he's going to build a big, beautiful wall, an issue which he was against the wall until he started running for president in 2015. Then he suddenly said he was in favor of building a wall. Ted Cruz, by the way, has always been in favor of building a wall, ran for the Senate in 2012 on the platform of the need to build a wall all across the U.S.-Mexico border. So Ted Cruz would have done it. And, you know, Ronald Reagan, when he was president, when he first proposed everything that he proposed, he was ridiculed. And even the Republicans in Congress said it was voodoo economics and they ridiculed it and they didn't want it. And he had a Democrat majority in the House. The Democrats controlled the House of Representatives. And Reagan got dozens of Democrats to vote for his tax cuts and budget cuts. He didn't really cut the budget. He cut the percentage. I wish he had cut the budget, but He didn't, unfortunately, he didn't go far enough. He just cut the percentage of growth every year. But even Democrats, not only did every Republican vote for it, even Democrats, dozens of Democrats voted for it, and he needed that because he had a Democrat majority in the House. He was able to get the job done, Reagan. He got his program through. He got his whole program through the Congress. That's a leader that knows how to convince people. How did he do it when everybody was against him in the beginning in Washington? He got the American people on his side. He spoke to the people. He convinced the majority of the American people to come on his side, something which Trump, of course, has been completely, spectacularly unable to do. I mean, the vast majority of Americans do not like him, according to every poll. He is not popular. He's not a popular president. He doesn't have the support of most Americans. So he's been unable to get his programs enacted, Trump, like Reagan did. Even George W. Bush got his programs through. He was able to get his programs passed when he was elected president. And this is something presidents have been, Bill Clinton was able to get his programs through in 1993. Trump has been a spectacular failure. And he gives in the end and caves in and winds up caving in on issue after issue. And this terrible budget plan. Now Ann Coulter is condemning him. The hosts on Fox News are condemning him for what he did. Rush Limbaugh is saying this is the end of his immigration plan. He just gutted the whole thing. Rush Limbaugh's disgusted already. You know, when will these people learn to understand what they're dealing with? They're surprised? We told you all along this was going to happen with Trump. Unfortunately, he has no principles. He's not a leader. He has no principles. He has no stability. He doesn't even understand the issues. You know, he signed the bill. He said nobody even read this 2,300-page bill. Meaning including him. He didn't even read it, and he signed it. He signed into law a $1.3 trillion bill committing America and its taxpayers to $1.3 trillion in expenditures, and he didn't even read or understand what he was signing? He admitted he didn't read it. He didn't even know what he was signing? Is that responsible leadership? So this was terrible, and not one penny for the wall. Not one penny for the wall. He's been president for over 14 months, not one penny. He said they were going to hit the ground running and immediately start building that wall. He said within the first 100 days of his presidency, he promised that the wall, you were going to see the wall being built and major progress being made within the first 100 days of his presidency. He challenged people to look at what he's accomplished in his first 100 days as president. Well, he's been president for much more than 100 days now. He's been president for over 14 months. He's been president for like 27 or 28% of his term already. And if the Democrats take control of the House this November, then for sure he's not going to get any of his stuff passed. So this is really, you know, what a disaster. Not one penny for the wall. So the only hope of saving America has been to prevent this massive invasion of the United States by third world people who are flooding into the United States and destroying America and taking over America demographically. That's been the only hope all along. And that's why the number one chant at all of his rallies were build that wall, build that wall. You remember they chanted? And at the Republican National Convention, all the Trump delegates, build that wall, build that wall. We told you he wasn't going to build the wall. Ted Cruz warned you he wasn't going to build the wall. Oh, boy. It really is pathetic. I hope that he surprises us with John Bolton on Iran and North Korea. I hope he surprises us because those are tremendous threats. And don't forget, if God forbid the Democrats nominate, whoever the Democrats nominate, we hate the Democrat Party. But whoever the Democrats nominate, the worst possibility is a self-hating Jew. If they nominate a self-hating Jew like Bernie Sanders, God forbid, then we will support whoever the Republican candidate is just to defeat Bernie Sanders or defeat the self-hating Jew. Because having a self-hating Jew in the White House would be the ultimate nightmare for us. That would be the ultimate nightmare. That would be the worst possible situation. So, we could wind up being forced to support a Trump, even though we can't stand him. We could be forced to support him if his opponent is Bernie Sanders, God forbid. if it's a Trump versus Sanders campaign, God forbid, unless there's a third candidate running that we would be able to support. It's just, it's really a dismal picture that we have here. And again, this week, even the Fox News hosts who were defending Trump almost blindly, even they were saying, this is crazy, why are you signing this bill? What are you doing? Are you happy with the signing of the bill? The bill gives the Democrats everything they wanted. It doesn't give Donald Trump anything, not one penny for his wall. Now, and the Republican leadership was saying, yeah, but we're fixing the fence. They're fixing the fence of Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. They had a fence on the southern border. They're repairing the fence. They're making repairs to the fence. That's the wall? Making repairs to the same old fence that hasn't stopped anything, that has been completely ineffective? That's going to be what they're going to have on the southern border after we were promised a big, tall wall? I mean, we were promised this. He said it's going to be a big, beautiful wall all across the southern border, except where there are natural barriers like the Rio Grande River. Except for there's going to be a big, beautiful wall. And by the way, There needs to be a wall on the southern border. That was something that was needed, and Ted Cruz has been advocating realistic plans to do that for many, many years now, way before Trump changed his position from being pro-amnesty to pretending that he's concerned about this issue, way before that. Wow. It's just, they used to say to us, the one thing that he can't go back on, one campaign promise that he can't go back on, is that wall. That's the one thing that motivates his supporters. That's the one thing they won't let him go back on. We said, oh yeah, he's going to go back on it, and his supporters will still support him. Isn't that happening? We'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's hope there are some surprises from John Bolton. And let's hope that that leads to something good. Because again, his choice for National Security Advisor this week, which is so rare, you never hear us praising Donald Trump, but that was the one good thing he has done so far. That was good. The National Security Advisor, that's good. And let's just hope that Bolton convinces him to take military action against Iran and save the world from the prospect of a nuclear Iran, which will lead to a nuclear Saudi Arabia, and just, God forbid, a catastrophe. Where you're going to have dozens of Muslim countries in an arms race to build nuclear bombs, to build hundreds of nuclear bombs. And then, you know, once it gets out of control in that type of situation, you know that it's going to lead to nuclear catastrophe eventually. God forbid. Our campaign is continuing. And the JTF Hebrew video campaign. And of course, everything you hear us discuss in English, we discuss in Hebrew, and then much more, because we do a lot of videos in Hebrew. And we're reaching a lot. You know, when I tell you that we're reaching at least, and again, when I told you last week we're reaching about 10,000 people for our paid video campaign, for the videos where we have paid advertising, about 20 or so videos where we have paid advertising. We're reaching about 10,000. We got about 10,000 Israeli Jewish viewers on the paid videos, the videos where we're paying for advertising. Plus, we have other views from the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos that we have up there already that we're not advertising. Now, when you think about that, that's already moving into serious territory in terms of influencing things. 10,000 a week is 40,000 views a month. Having at least 10,000 views on our videos that we have a paid advertising campaign for, plus the hundreds of other videos where we don't have a paid advertising campaign, where we constantly are building up more and more views all the time, having that every week, which means over 40,000 views a month, that's pretty serious in a country of 6 million Israeli Jews, in a country the size of Israel. It's still not enough. It's still not enough for us to do what we want to do. We want much more. But we're certainly moving up and making progress, and hopefully it will be enough progress to influence things in a serious way. If you want our message to reach the people of Israel, If you believe the time has come for the people of Israel to wake up and wake up fast, if you don't want Jews thrown out of their homes in Judea and Samaria, if you don't want Jewish building to be frozen, if you want Israel to act against her enemies like Iran, if you want leaders that reflect Jewish values and Torah values, and that will work to encourage the Arabs to immigrate and leave Israel once and for all, if that's what you want, then help us. Help us financially, help us by spreading the word about our movement, because the more views we get, the more people we reach, the better chance we have of making a difference and of turning things around before it's too late, God forbid. If we work together as a team, we can make a difference and we can change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.